se van a acabar. Father, we give you the praise. What a night of encounters. What a night of drastic visitation. What a night. What a night. Father, we love you. We give you the praise and thank you for the privilege of connection and association. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand and be seated. Father, we give you the praise. The whole of this night has been so full of messages. One man talked about unbroken followership for 20 solid years by November. You don't have many people who have such patience. In that 20 years, some people would have had maybe 10 pastors, 10 fathers in the Lord. But it shows, absolutely shows. We're just talking and I was asking because they are in the process of building a mega church, big size. Whatever you eat, eats you up effortlessly. As my wife was preaching, I remembered that we left everything in Jos. We left everything. That is every book, everything. We just came here with our handbag, cloth, everything. We only remember that we left everything there after 1 year or more. Went back, I remember going back, driving there, some things had been vandalized, things moved, cooking pot, everything left, like Abraham. If I didn't preach anything tonight, that message was preaching enough. In our generation today, you have very few people who are really sold out to God. There was enough money to build a church under 1 year in Abuja here, at the Area One Church. By the time we're 7 months, that building went up within 7 weeks, 6 to 7 weeks. It's the first building in Area One Church. But we forgot that we didn't have a house of our own for over 13 years. Churches had been built. Branches were everywhere with their buildings. Yet we didn't remember we didn't have a house. Today, the number of people that are really sold out, lost in God. Many people are out for what will God do? What can God do? One pastor told me the other day, he said when he was stepping into ministry, he didn't know that pastors used to collect salary. Because he didn't step into ministry for salary. He didn't know. We didn't know too. The Abraham we heard of, the David and all of them, made generational impact, lived outstanding lives. They were far above their contemporaries. They had divine preservation, experienced awesome wonders, experienced supernatural abundance by being lost in God. Please, don't just go to church. Be lost. Let even your enemies know that this one has lost his senses for God. And it shows. It absolutely shows. I believe that it is a new day and a new season for every one of us in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Very, very quickly, Genesis chapter 32. And I'll trust God to see how sharp and how fast I can go tonight. And then before I go there, while the people were singing, Dr. Miss Benenja was reminding me, the first person that sang, he was called and he called his wife. And his wife sang. And then the second person sang. And these were people, these are people with drastic testimonies. He said that woman would have been a widow if not for God. So she had to sing with such power. The man was gone. If you see the picture, I had to send my wife to the hospital when this guy was literally gone. He was almost in ketoacidotic coma by the time you went there. Everything was gone. The doctors didn't know what to do anymore. That man was like someone brought from the dead. And she was here singing. The man that came after him, story of rescue by God's power on health. I prophesy to somebody here today. Your life will be a living mobile testimony. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Your life will be a living mobile testimony. In the name of Jesus. Now go to Genesis chapter 32, verse 24, all the way to verse 28. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled with him a man. With him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. I'm speaking on moving from who you used to be to who you are meant to be. The Jacob experience. Moving from who you used to be to who you are meant to be. The Jacob experience. Jacob was the man who moved from who he used to be, and that was Jacob, to who he was meant to be, and that was Israel. In one night, Jacob disappeared and Israel appeared. In one night, a person disappeared and a nation was born. Now, when we talk about who you used to be, becoming who you are meant to be, we are not talking about whether you are practically a non-entity that God will turn into some entity. No. We are talking about, in some cases, people with great potentials that had never seen the full expression of those potentials. But before we go there, who was Jacob? It's important you know Jacob first. Because many times, we have a lot of perverted understanding about Jacob. Number one, Jacob was a man loved by God. He was the man loved by God. In Romans chapter 9 verse 13, when Paul was reporting what God said earlier, he said, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Jacob have I loved. I will leave the situation there for another day because some people may ask, why should God say he loved one baby ahead of another baby when the children were yet in the womb? The answer is very, very simple. God, who knew the end from the beginning, knows the end from the beginning. He knew who Esau will be. He knew the character of Esau. He knew the behavior of Esau. He knew that Esau was an unreliable personality that was not going to be able to carry out, to transmit transgenerational covenant blessing. He knew the diligence of Jacob. He knew the passion of Jacob. So before they became anything, he just spoke ahead of time. This guy, he has not even behaved yet, but I like him. This guy also has not misbehaved yet, but I don't like him. So Jacob was a man loved by God. Who was Jacob? Jacob was a man, number two, of deep understanding. A man of deep understanding and value for spiritual covenant and heritage. He had deep understanding. He had deep value for spiritual heritage and the covenant. Unlike Esau. In Genesis chapter 25 verse 31 to verse 32. While Jacob said to Esau, sell me your birthright. Because he had an understanding and value for the heritage. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob says, swear this thing now. This was a man who knew what Abraham carried. And who knew what Isaac carried. And who knew what Esau was meant to carry. But Esau had no understanding and had no value for the deep roots that he was potentially connected to. And Jacob had it and got it. He was a man of deep spiritual, of deep understanding and value for spiritual covenant and heritage. Number three, Jacob was a man of altars and sacrifices. A man of altars and sacrifices. He was a man who raised altars frequently. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 18 to verse 22, when God encountered Jacob, the Bible said, and Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. Now he was rearing a sacrifice. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, now a man of altars, a man of sacrifices, a man of vows. He vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way, that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth of it to you. A man of altars, a man of sacrifices, a man of vows. In Genesis chapter 35 verse 1, God began to speak to Jacob and told him to go back. He said, and he said to Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto you when you fled from the face of your brother Esau. So we are dealing with a man who is a man of altars, means that he's a man of prayer. A man of altars means that he understood giving. A man of sacrifices. Right, that was Jacob. He was a man of altars, a man of sacrifices, a man of vows. Number four, Jacob was a man of aggressive, diligent labor. Aggressive, diligent labor. He was not a lazy man at all. The word lazy did not apply to Jacob at all. When he was giving the account of his labor in the house of Laban in Genesis chapter 31 verse 40, all the way to verse 41, in Genesis he said, "Thus I was. In the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus I have been 20 years in your house." He was talking to Laban. "I labored night and day for you. I served thee 14 years for your two daughters, 6 years for your cattle, and you have changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac has been with me, you would have sent me away empty. I labored, I was sleepless, I walked." He said, I think the previous verse, he said, "That which was torn of beast, I didn't bring it back to you. If a lion took an animal, I paid for it when I came back to you." He wasn't a lazy man at all. "Yet these 20 years I have been with you. Your ewes and your she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of your flock I have not eaten. That which was torn of beast, I brought not to you. I didn't bring a dead animal. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand you required it, whether it was stolen by day or night. I didn't come reporting that something was stolen. I paid for it." That was Jacob. And there may be people like that. Now you will soon understand why we are going through this. There may be people like that who have been like Jacob, and yet your potentials haven't been fully expressed. You are a man loved by God. You know God knows. You are a man of deep understanding of spiritual things and heritage. You are a man of altars and sacrifices and givings. You are not a lazy person at all. But it looks like something is still wrong somewhere. Number five, Jacob was a man connected to divine direction and guidance. He had divine direction. He had divine guidance. He wasn't a man that moved by random motion. In Genesis chapter 31, verse 12 to 13, he was telling us the dream he had. He said, "Lift up now." From verse 11, he said, "And the angel of God spoke to me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and I said, here am I. He said, lift up your eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-streaked, speckled, and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar, and where you vowed a vow unto me. Now arise, get you out of this land, and return to the land of your kindred." He had instruction. In Genesis chapter 30, 5 and in verse 1, we again saw how God was speaking to him. Consistently, he heard what God was telling him. Maybe you are here today and you say, "But I've received directions from God. I've received visions from the Lord. I've had clear prophecies. But it looks like I am still limited in potential. I am not where I am meant to be. It looks like I am still stuck where I used to be." Tonight is your night, because the God who took Jacob from where he used to be to where he was meant to be, that God is taking somebody here tonight. He's taking somebody here tonight. And if you are that one, you will shout the loudest, amen. Number six. What happened? Number six. That's right. Jacob was a man with a fighting spirit. The spirit he had a warring and a fighting spirit. And that right from the womb. A warring spirit. A fighting spirit. He was not a man that will ever agree to assume a second position. In Genesis chapter 25 and in verse 22, when the children were, and the children struggled together within her, that was within Rebekah, and she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in your womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. God was not decreeing what was happening. He wasn't decreeing it. He was forecasting. He was foreseeing what will happen and was saying it. They struggled. That was how Jacob had always been. And that struggle followed him. It followed him until he struggled to get the birthright. He struggled to marry Rachel, and then found himself in a plane and saw an angel and continued the struggle. That was the fight we just talked about. He wrestled with the man in Genesis chapter 32 from verse 24. He began to wrestle. He was a fighter. And finally, number 7, Jacob was a man of creative ideas and divine inspiration. Maybe you are here like that. Creative ideas and divine inspiration. He could easily have ideas, inspiration, innovation, creativity. Creative ideas and divine inspiration. You saw how he used such ideas and technology to transfer the flock of Laban in Genesis chapter 30 and in verse 37. When he painted wood and made it ring straight and so on and so forth. That was the kind of man he was. That was the kind of man he was. He was not lazy. He was not a dullard. But the enemy seemed to undermine the greatness of Jacob. Let me say something to you tonight. Whenever your destiny is great, the enemy will attempt to undermine great destiny with negative battles. I am following God to the best of my knowledge. I am doing this, I am doing that. And that was Jacob. Jacob, all the things we used, many of the things we used to hear about Jacob were very, 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 very negative. No. Jacob was not totally negative. There are these things about Jacob. If he was such a terrible person, God would say, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. He wasn't such a terrible person. But some things were wrong. In spite of all the things we saw of Jacob just now, there were battles. These were the battles that necessitated Jacob moving from who he was to who he was meant to be. What were the battles? Number one, he battled with perennial struggles. Struggles that started from the womb of his mother. He battled with perennial struggles. In Genesis 25, verse 22 to 23, we saw how he struggled with his brother from the womb of his mother. Jacob may succeed, but everything would have to come with struggle. It had to come with the fight. He battled with perennial struggles. Number two, Jacob battled with generational limitations. Things that were handed down to him from his lineage, despite the fact that he had God, despite the fact that he was the person of altars and sacrifice, he battled with generational limitations. What were those? Sarah's wife was barren. Rebecca, Isaac's wife, was barren before God visited them. And in the case of Jacob, two wives were barren at once. Leah and Rachel. It was only when God saw that Leah was hated, that should be Genesis 29:30 thereabout, when he saw before the womb opened, that was Sarah. His father's wife, that is his mother, was barren before Jacob. Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife. I think that was Genesis 25. generation to generation. And then we saw again how that the firstborn were not the ones who inherited the promise. Ishmael was born first, but he didn't inherit from Isaac. Esau was born first, but he didn't inherit from Isaac because of his character. And here we are, Reuben, the firstborn of Jacob, was not the inheritor. So he was battling with this generational curses. Tonight I speak and prophesy to somebody. Everything that is a limitation to who you are meant to be, that is fighting you from your father's house, fighting you from your root and lineage, tonight the curse is broken. The yoke is broken. The chain is broken. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Number 3, he battled with the wrong label. We dealt with that in the morning divine encounter. He battled with the wrong label. Genesis 25:26, when they were calling his name. And after that came his brother out and his name, and he took hold of Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. The meaning of Jacob, they call it heel catcher, supplanter, or a cunning man, a swindler, somebody who is just like this, is like this, is like this. Now, he battled with that wrong label. That name followed him. That name followed him. That name, that identity followed him. There are people here today, despite all that you have done, everything that is good in your life, there is still that identity that is not correct. But as we saw in the morning, they shall be corrected tonight. The amen can be better than that. And this is the number 4, is the worst. Jacob was a man loved by God, a man of deep understanding and value for spiritual heritage, a man of altars and sacrifices, a man with an aggressive, diligent labor, a man connected to divine direction, a man with a fighting spirit, a man with creative ideas and divine inspiration. But number 4, he battled with questionable character. He battled with it, which was also something. Part of it came to him by generational transfer. If you remember that, Abraham once said that Sarah was his wife. That was repeated in the life of Isaac, who said that Rebekah was his wife in the land of the Philistines in Genesis 26. And Jacob went before his father in Genesis 27:21. And the father said, Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray you, that I may fill you, my son, whether you are my very son Esau or not. Go ahead. And Jacob went near unto Isaac, his father, and he felt him, and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, and so as his brother's, Esau's hands. So he blessed him. He repeated again and said, are you my very son Esau? And he said, I am. Now, this lie followed him for 21 years. Because after 21 years, the angel of the Lord, speaking on behalf of God, asked him again, what is your name? The last time you were asked, you said you are Esau. Who are you now? That is, until we settle this matter, your destiny cannot open up. You have an identity crisis. You have an identity matter that must be settled. There was something you said 21 years ago that must be corrected if you must change level. There are people here today. God is saying to you, something must be settled. Something must be settled. You must before God and the altar of God tonight settle certain issues. So there are people with certificates that are crooked certificates that they are trying to open up their destiny. You use your brother's certificate, use your brother's name, change your date of birth, and did this and did that before you got a civil service job. And God is asking you, what is your age? How old are you? I remember a young lady came to me some years ago and she said I should pray on her CV. And she brought a CV bearing date of birth, 1975. And I looked at this girl, she was born in 1967. I knew her age. Maybe she forgot. And I looked at the CV and I said, is this your age? You want me to ask the God of heaven to bless a lie? This is where something must break tonight. The character was questionable. The character was questionable. It was so questionable that it entered the other area, the moral area. We saw how Jacob labored to pay the bride price of Leah and the bride price of Rebecca, but not of Rachel. But there was nothing said about the two concubines. They were house helps that gave birth to children for him without no formality. There was nothing legitimate, nothing legal. The illegality continued until his firstborn son slept with one of the women that was not legally married. It was an explosion, an eruption. Something abominable situation continued and exploded. That was the worst thing about Jacob. He had light that coexisted with darkness. A portion of his life was light. Another portion was dark. He wasn't a bad person. Just that bad things happened through him. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And there are people seated here today. Do you know that there are those who do deals inside church? That is people who are children of God, who are meant to be born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. Go and buy this on behalf of the church. And they agree with the seller to add price. There are even those who want to corrupt church people. How much should I write on the receipt? And there are people in church who have cheated people in town, who have swindled others, collected property that belong to another, collected things, and you are praying until your pastor, your intestine is about to cut. And God said, this is a Jacob. If this is a Jacob, there's no prayer you can pray for this Jacob until he answers the question, what is your name? Who are you? Who are you? God is saying, this is between me and you now. Don't tell anybody. Don't confess to nobody. It's me and you. Tell me about yourself. The Bible said a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. You have a great future, but you did business in church and diverted only 1 million. And God is saying, just remain where you are with that 1 million. I have the potential of giving you 10 billion, but you have eaten your future inside that 1 million. Tell us, is the right thing? Are you hearing what I'm saying yet? This night, we're going to go before God. I say, Lord, let me tell you who I am. Let me tell you who I am. Let me tell you who I am. Let me tell you my tendencies, my proclivities. Let me tell you about this thing that has followed me from my childhood. Let me tell you about this thing that has followed me for 21 years. I don't want to be who I used to be. Mind you, I told you that Jacob was a man loved by God. I told you he was a man of altars and sacrifices. This is a man that will not miss a church service. This is a man that will be there all the time. But he was battling with issues, and the worst of it was the character one. There are people, no matter how many days they fast, don't tempt them with money. Once it borders on money, Christianity has ended. There are people battling with lie. They can't say one word that is true. There are those with massive immoral battles. There are even people sitting in church that will be writing note to somebody inside church. Let's meet so and so, please. There are single girls and single men that approach people inside church. You have a great destiny, but God is saying, who are you? Who are you? He's not saying, announce it to the world. Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. The admission of reality is the foundation for liberty. Just, this is who I am. It's not speaking to somebody here at all. This was Jacob, and Jacob must cross that hurdle. He must cross that barrier. He must cross that boundary in order for him to finally explode and finally step into that realm that God wants him to be. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What is it that has colored your identity? What is it? Is it money? Is it men? Is it women? Is it lies? Is it an addiction? There is a glory ahead. But there is an issue that can limit the glory. There is a glory very, very massive. God spoke that to me some time ago very clear. There's only one choice between the glory and how you want to behave. Jacob, you say I should bless you. You won't leave me until I bless you. Who are you? What's your name means? Who are you? What's your character? What are your tendencies? 21 years ago, this was how you function. This is 21 years later. Let me see whether you have changed your mind. You say, I am Jacob. They gave me a bad name. And that bad name followed me. I've done some things. You know I love you. But with me are two women. I paid dowry to nobody. This is who I am. It's okay. It's enough. Good thing is that I know you. I know you. That is why even before you were born, I confirmed that I love you. Because I saw your tendencies. God is a loving father. He won't throw you away with the bath water. He knows that the day in your life is bigger than the night. He knows that the brightness of you is heavier than the darkness. So he wants to carry you and delete the darkness and explode the brightness. We shall be praying very, very shortly. That was why we started with who was Jacob. Very, very great guy. Very, very passionate guy. Hard worker. Sacrifices, altars, covenants. Maybe you are watching right there in America. You lied to get visa. You lied, got married to somebody, just some contractual marriage, just in order to get permit. You did some things and you are wondering why the land is hard for you. Watching in the UK and you are wondering why things are not moving. I am very close to military people by virtue of association. And I know that there are people who change their state at times to join the army. Change their age, change everything. Now those kind of crooked arrangements, they have problems throughout. From beginning to the end. 99.9% of cases. So God is saying, let us straighten out the matter tonight. When we straighten it out, you will cease to be who you used to be and become who you are meant to be. Somebody here say a louder amen. Very, very, very quickly, let us, what changed? What happened to Jacob before the change manifested? What happened to Jacob before the change manifested? What happened to Jacob before the change manifested? What did he do? Number one, he decongested his life to be alone with God. Jacob was left alone. He decongested his life to be alone with God. Tonight, you can decongest your life. Oh, I've been too busy. I need just to come alone with God. Just me and God now. He decongested his life. Many of us are so busy, life is still not easy. Activity, 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 activity. God says, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down. What if Jacob was not left alone? He would have died as Jacob. Many of us, God is waiting for you in the closet. Waiting for you in your quiet time. If Jacob was not left alone, imagine it. He would have died as Jacob. Israel will never have been born. He would have died as the person he used to be. We have an early morning prayer session. Beyond that, on your own, from time to time to time, you shut down everything. Shut down your phone. There are people that cannot even rest from phone, even inside the church. You shut down. You have been with that phone for donkey years. It didn't change your life. You shut down everything. You shut down everything. He decided to be left alone with God. Number two, he decided to fight it out. He refused for the things to continue the way they were. He decided to fight it out. There is somebody tonight that must decide to fight things out. I am tired of how things have been. Things must change in my life. Things must change in my destiny. Things must change. He decided to fight it out. He decided to fight it out. He decided to fight it out. He refused. All I'm talking is from Genesis chapter 32, from verse 24 to verse 28. Number three. He decided to give up who he used to be. He decided to face reality. to give up who he used to be. Lord, this is who I used to be. If they send me with money, I used to keep the change bank. This is who I used to be. I used to be immoral. I used to be a liar. I used to cheat. This is who I used to be. I am accepting before you. Only a person who wants to die hides his symptoms in front of the doctor. You didn't hear what I just said? Only a person who has decided to die hides his symptoms from the doctor. Do you have any problem? No, doctor, I cannot have any problem. Have you drank alcohol before? God forbid. Meanwhile, it's a major drunkard. Do you smoke? How? How can? Anybody hypertensive in your family? What of that? For where? So what brought you? Just check me. That's a person who is signing for death. I know even the hardest sinner, the most hardened criminal, under the interrogation of the doctor will tell everything. Have you had sexually transmitted diseases before? Too many times. You drink and smoke? All of them. You had an abortion before? Yes. How many times? 10 times. When was it? I'm talking reality. I've met with a girl with 12 abortions. Where was the last one? 1 month ago. Do you understand? And then it just opens up. Here am I. In the same manner, you come before God, accept reality, so you give up who you used to be. Who you used to be, both in terms of character and destiny. This is the reality. This is me. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. You know there are people who tell lies until they forgot the last thing they said. They forgot the last lie they told. And he's lying about what he has spoken about before and he's not aware. He decided to give up who he used to be. He decided to face reality. I am very bitter, Lord. I am very unforgiving. I am very this. I am very that. He gave it up. And that is between him and God. Between him and God. Between him and God. Between him and God. That woman caught in adultery. Here am I. It's true. And Jesus did not say, go and publicize it to the whole world. He said, just go and sin no more. In case a worse thing comes upon you. I will not condemn you. That is the loving heart of the Father. It is the decision to give up who he used to be to face reality. And finally, he decided to give up his strength in order to connect his capital letter H power. He decided to give up human strength in order to connect divine power. When God touched his joint, the hollow of his joint went out of socket. And he said, now that I have weakened you, I have strengthened you. Do you know the meaning of that? Anything that can make you boast, surrender it. Anything people praise you about, give it up. Whatever you think is your achievement, if you must become who God wants you to become, whatever you think is your achievement, whatever you think you have amounted to, whatever is your strength, whatever is your capacity or your capability, give it up. Then God will give you what you lack. He will give you what you don't have. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet, people. Lift up your hands and thank the Lord. And after we are finished thanking the Lord, may my heart become your throne. All of you and none of me. Can we take that song? The 3 verses of the song. Step forward.
God.
Lift up your hands, lift up your voice and speak to God.
You, Lord. Everybody, body, 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 sing. When I become your God. You, Lord. May you find your rest. Say nothing come.
Lift your voice and may my heart become your throne.
May my heart become your throne.
May my heart become your throne,
dear Lord.
May you find your recipe.
May nothing content for me with you.
May nothing content for me. May you be the Lord of all.
All of you and none of me. Is what my heart cries for, Lord. Become your voice, dear Lord. Everybody sing.
May my voice become your voice.
Dear Lord,
your expression to me.
I struggle not to be seen.
I struggle
not to be seen. May my voice become your voice, dear Lord.
May my voice become your voice.
May my voice become your voice, dear Lord.
Find your expression
to me. I struggle not to be seen.
I struggle not to be seen.
Oh, it's time for us now.
Oh,
I surrender my all.
Surrender my
all to
you.
I lay down my plans and ambitions.
I lay down my plans and ambitions.
Lead your voice in silence.
It's what my heart cries for, Lord.
It's what my heart cries for, Lord.
Nothing but
you,
you are all
of me.
I love you and all of me.
I love you and all of me.
Oh Lord,
it's what my heart cries for,
Lord. Oh Lord,
may I decrease that you may.
I were someone here tonight, I will make this night that Jacob's night, where the matter will be totally handled. Lord, this money issue, I am guilty. I want to give it up, but I need help. I can't help myself. This woman issue, this man issue, this lie, this cheating, this dubious life. I can be normal when I don't have anything. But when things enter my hand, I just change. This is my problem. For the next 7 minutes, I know our time is gone, but I think the rainfall is also helping us to take a little time. Lord, just change something in my life. Lord, encounter me tonight. I don't want to be the man I used to be. Let the one I used to be give way for who I am meant to be right now. Go ahead, open your mouth and take any posture you want. And see after me, say, Father, I come before you today. I ask for your help. I want the person I used to be to give way for who I must be. Father, I want to accept reality. I want to face the reality of who I am and what my character has been. Open your mouth and speak to God.
Thank you.
Standing everywhere you are and lift up your hands wherever you are. Lift it higher. While we are in this mood of prayer, everyone here tonight say to me, Pastor, I want to make my way right with Jesus. I want to actually be born again or rededicate myself to God. I want today to mark a new day for me. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and quickly step forward, and we shall be praying for you. While we are doing that, the rest of us will lift up your hand because something
is about to drop before we leave here tonight. Carry your Bibles, your bags. Pastor, I need prayer. I need to surrender. I need to be forgiven. You know, we said in the service, be real. Confront reality. Okay, nobody is here to judge you. Just, I need to be helped. I need salvation. Even being basically born again for the first time. And being and rededicating your life to Jesus. Come forward.
Draw me nearer, nearer to thee, Lord. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee. Oh Lord, draw me nearer, nearer to thee, Lord. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee. My song every day, my song every day, Father, draw me nearer, draw me nearer, nearer to thee. My song every day, my song every day, Father, draw me nearer, draw me nearer, nearer to thee. My song every day, my song every day. I am dying, oh Lord, I have heard thy voice, that it holds my love to me. Turn our love to rise in your hands of faith, and be closer, drawn to thee.
Those in the front and say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today, it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever. Backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.